I think there has been progress, but I agree with the first questioner who talked about whether the law is adequate to address this challenge. The ambassador mentioned the importance of the role of states. Donna mentioned safety by design, as did Mr. Zavazzava, who talked about the important role of regulation. The reality is that every industry I know about in the world today has regulation that addresses child safety. That's not true in the tech sector. As you know, there's a debate going on right now in Europe. The European Commissioner, Ylva Johansson, has proposed mandates for companies to scan, report, and remove child sexual abuse material and identify the online grooming of children. I just don't think the law is adequate. And I think it's time in the tech sector for us to catch up. The European proposal is neutral in terms of what technology is used, but this is not a problem we can solve voluntarily. We can't depend on, even though many companies are doing important things voluntarily, that's always going to leave certain tech platforms that are particularly vulnerable. We know, for example, Donna pointed out the positive things that happened during the pandemic. We also know that online grooming of children for sexual purposes doubled during the pandemic because children were more vulnerable. This remains a problem that is underreported, underappreciated, and we've got to awaken policymakers around the world to that. And I think to do that, that's going to require law and it's going to require regulation.